Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. What's up, everybody? How are you? I hope that you're doing so well. I hope that today has been the best day of your life. If it's the morning, I hope that today is the best day of your life. And I really mean that. I genuinely mean that. But actually, you know what? I don't, because I hope that today is amazing, but then I hope that tomorrow is even freaking better. But you know, tomorrow's not a guarantee, which is why it's even more important to make today just like absolutely fantastic. And that's up to you. So, anyway, I'm really excited about today's topic because it's something that I think is really important and it's fun to discuss. It's fun to kind of to dive into, and it can open up a lot of avenues for discussion, which is one of my favorite things in the world. I love really dissecting topics and whatnot. This was one of my major takeaways from my disordered eating and exercising recovery. And it's this concept of nutrition versus nourishment. Just a little backstory. I attribute my eating disorder recovery to an eczema flare-up that I had last summer, because it completely turned all the tables, flipped all the chairs, flipped all the switches, did all the things, turned everything upside down in the way that I was living my life. I couldn't work out. I had to change the way that I was viewing food. I was literally stopped dead in my tracks because I lost all like functionality in my face. I had no elasticity. My face was cracked open and bleeding. I couldn't smile or anything. So obviously my priorities really, really shifted. And that's what ultimately pulled me out of, or kind of kickstarted, my disordered eating and exercise addiction recovery, which is really awesome to think about the way that life works. I never would have, I don't know. It's just, it's so fantastic to look back on your life and realize how all of the pieces fit together so beautifully. But yeah. So anyway, at the end of this, when I was kind of assimilating my way back into normal life, I realized I still, even though the way that I viewed exercise and the way that I viewed and approached food had completely transformed, I noticed I still really cared about my health. Like, I wanted to feel good and I wanted to take care of my body. But I was in this weird kind of gray area of holding on to some guilt around that. I felt like I wasn't allowed to like exercising, and I felt like I wasn't allowed to like eating healthily as someone who struggled with an eating disorder and someone who struggled with exercise addiction. And I had difficulty with this for a little while. I thought that if I still cared about eating healthily and still cared about exercising, that it meant I hadn't actually recovered, which absolutely is not the case. And I was talking to a friend about this the other day about, how if you didn't really know me and you just kind of viewed the way that I was living my life now, at face value, not a lot about the way that I live externally has changed. I still exercise regularly and I still eat pretty well overall. But the intention behind why I do that has done a complete 360. So before, I was eating well and I was exercising as a means to change my body because I hated it. Okay, these were avenues that I was going down to get to a desired end goal, which was an externally and internally imposed ideal about what I thought that I needed to look like to have, be, and do XYZ. You know how that goes. Versus now, exercising is a way of celebrating my body's ability to move. It's a celebration of being alive. It makes me feel good. I love it. I'm not doing it to change my body in any way. I'm not doing it to punish myself. I'm not doing it to compensate for food that I've eaten. I'm just doing it because I love to move and I love to feel heat building in my body and I love to feel my heartbeat and everything like that. It's a fun experience for me and I genuinely enjoy it. And I also like to eat in a way that makes me feel good. I love to eat food that tastes fantastic, and I love to eat food that nourishes and fortifies my body. But then I also really believe that sometimes that can there's a very fine line. There's a very, very fine line with food, and it really comes down to intention and being radically honest with yourself about why you're eating the way that you're eating. No one can really tell you that. So, tying this all in, as I was battling with this guilt that I still felt around wanting to eat well and wanting to take care of my physical body, this concept popped into my brain of nutrition versus nourishment. And nutrition kind of hones in solely on the physicality of a person, whereas the concept of nourishment takes a bit more of a holistic approach. So when I personally think of the word nutrition, a nutrition label immediately pops into my head. So there's lots of numbers, regulations, rules, guidelines, opinions, external input. I think about calories, macros, serving sizes, diets, all of that. Okay, so in that context, when we're just talking about nutrition, we're only taking in our physical body into consideration. One of my absolute favorite quotes that I heard while I was studying at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition was, "Nutrition is the only field where two scientific studies can prove completely different things and both be right." Okay, I'm gonna say that again because it's so good. Nutrition is the only field where two scientific studies can prove completely different things and both be right. This was a huge wake-up call for me. Okay, a lot of what we dub nutritionally sound is subjective. And it makes so much sense. My body is completely different than your body, than your mom's body, than my mom's body. So the things that feed and support my body, your mom's body the best are going to be different. We're different people. Our bodies need different things. Okay, so food that could make you feel incredible, that you could thrive on, could be the worst thing for my body and vice versa. And usually when we're talking about nutrition, like I said, we're considering only the physical body. So we're not really necessarily taking into consideration someone's health. Okay? And bear with me here. Because let's say you have someone who's like checking off all the boxes, they're eating all the right amount of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, whatever. They're eating all the serving sizes, doing all the things, but they're in a really toxic relationship and they hate their job. Then we're not really talking about their health anymore. You know? So in this way, nutrition, the conversation around nutrition can be a little bit one-dimensional. Okay, because Stacy can drink all the green juice, but if she hates her life, the green juice doesn't really matter that much. Okay, so that's where this beautiful concept, all-encompassing concept of nourishment comes into. Okay, so nourishment encapsulates a much broader and more holistic perspective to a person's health. Personally, when I think of that word, I envision a person's mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Okay, and when we're nourishing our body, we're doing it from a place of love. And that is what really changed things for me. When I allowed myself to really sink into and sit with this concept of I am still allowed to like exercise and I'm still allowed to want to eat well, because this time I'm doing it because I love my body, because I love myself and I want to take care of myself and I want to fortify myself, versus how I was doing it last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, my whole life. I was exercising and eating because I hated myself. Okay, you see the big difference? Huge ass difference, you guys. Okay, and it is truly everything in my own physical experience and the things that I have learned in my formal training have really locked in my beliefs that your physical body balances itself out when you lovingly pour into your emotional, mental, and spiritual state. Our external body is a reflection of our internal body. So when we have someone who has a disordered way of eating, myself for example, I thought that becoming an expert in food and nutrition would fix me. Okay, so a few years ago, I started my whole quote-unquote fitness journey. You know how that goes. And I thought, okay, if I really hone in and I really study all things fitness and nutrition and I really understand what happens in the body when you eat and like what happens when you eat too much of this and too much of that, when I see what happens, what the like physiological ramifications of my actions are, then that will fix my problem and I'll stop overeating, I'll stop binge eating, and I'll stop emotional eating, because my logic brain will kick in and it'll say, oh no, Bailey, you don't want to do that because it's going to do X, Y, and Z to your cells, or it's going to do X, Y, and Z to your digestive system. Okay, so there's this like looming sort of elusive unspoken idea that if you become an expert in something that's problematic for you, then that will fix your problems in that area. But oh boy, it could not be farther from the truth, because especially when it comes to disordered eating, it has nothing to do with the food. Nothing to do with the food. So when you take someone who does have a disordered way of eating, eats emotionally, binge eats, restricts, whatever it is, and you try to throw nutritional based only solutions at them, it's not going to work. And tracking your food and counting your food, that's not going to work, because food is not the problem. You have to get to the root cause, because it is not about the food. So once you step out of that place of hating your body, loathing your body, needing to change your body, and thinking that the only way to fix your relationship with food is to track and control and restrict, and you move into a place of love, and you truly cultivate and foster a loving relationship with yourself and your body, overeating and tracking and all that shit is not going to be a problem anymore, because you will want to consume the things that make you feel your best. And you won't need to overeat. You won't need to distract yourself with food. You won't need to numb yourself with food, because you've dealt with whatever the root issue was. And you'll be tapped into the most energetically clear and highest expression of yourself. So the decisions that you make will be coming from this place. Versus having a hateful and unhealthy relationship with yourself because you're not connected to your emotional body or what you're actually in need of. Okay, and that could be striving for worth and acceptance outside of yourself, or like I said, numbing and distracting from how you feel by using food as a drug. Any of these things, all of these things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reasons. There's no telling. I mean, for me, I was overeating, I was restricting, I was binge eating, I was emotional eating, it was a bunch of things. Okay. And when we are restricting and controlling, it's because, or usually, we want to achieve some externally imposed physical ideal because we don't feel that we are already intrinsically worthy. We don't feel we're already enough. And if you have that belief, if you believe I'm not enough, oh boy, I promise, it doesn't matter how many pounds you lose. If you believe in your deepest of deep, that you are not enough. It doesn't matter if you weigh this. It doesn't matter if you weigh that. It doesn't matter if you wear this size of pants, because you're going to keep hitting these benchmarks that you think, excuse me, are going to solve your problems, that are going to make you love yourself. But every single time you're going to hit that same damn wall of, nope, I'm still not enough. Because it's not about the food and it's not about your body. And it's also, it is part of being a human that we gravitate towards what is pleasant and move away from what is unpleasant. So when we eat emotionally, usually we're using food as an agent to numb and distract us from really leaning into whatever our body is asking us to feel. So instead of facing whatever that unpleasant sensation or emotion is, and really allowing it to pass through and fully experiencing it, fully feeling it and letting it go, we bury it, we distract it, and we numb it using food as a drug because in some way we feel threatened or unsafe by the existence of this emotional sensation in our body. Okay? And I mean, life is a gray area. There's no black and white here. I also, because of that, want to add that emotional eating gets the rap of like, you only emotional eat when you're really, really sad, or you only blah, 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 blah. But emotional eating also, we do it as a way to reward or treat ourselves or indulge. Often, because we're not providing for ourselves these things in other ways in our lives. Okay, especially in American culture, we get stuck into the rat race and think that enjoyment and bliss are things that have to be earned. So we deprive ourselves of these things in various ways and crave those sensations through food. Or we're not indulging in life. We're not indulging in experience. So we have to indulge in food. And again, all of this is solved by healing your relationship with yourself and embodying the simple fact that you're already enough and you're already worthy of living your life to the fullest extent. Okay, and you're not having to lean on food as the only way to allow yourself to feel joy or to feel safe or to feel loved or comforted, because you are already providing those things for you. You don't need to be, you don't have to reach outside of yourself for these external validation, the external comfort, because you are cultivating that within yourself. So I'm oversimplifying quite a bit in this podcast. I could spend a really long time talking about all of this stuff. It is, you talk about one thing and then it opens a bunch of doors to talk about a bunch of different things. I could go on for hours, but I want to say that if any of this resonates with you and you want to explore it, or maybe you've been struggling with these things for a while now and you're ready to hop off the struggle bus for good, because life does not have to be a struggle bus, I'm here for you. Okay, my one-on-one programs are a comprehensive distillation of everything that I've experienced, learned, and developed in my own personal journey to overcome emotional eating and body image issues. Okay, consultations are free. They're 60 minutes long, where you can just kind of unpack what you're struggling with, where you are, and where you want to be. So if that sounds like something that you want to do, please do not hesitate to reach out through my Instagram, which is @_HayBales, HAYBAILS. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. If you liked this podcast, please do not forget to leave a review and share it with your friends. I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful day.